For nearly 7 years, we've been tracking the fortunes and misfortunes of a paper mill on Washington's Central Coast. It was a major employer and once even referred to as the greenest paper mill in the country. It was also a symbol for Gray Harbor County's effort to reinvent itself after the timber market collapsed. But now, the mill is closed for good. Correspondent Austin Jenkins has this obituary.
Let me take you back to late October 2012. That's when I covered a celebration to mark the reopening of Hoquiam's paper mill. Among those speaking that day, then candidate for governor Jay Inslee.
Thank you. It doesn't matter what the weather is, the brightest place today in the state of Washington is right here at Harbor Paper, that's for sure.
Inslee went on to call the mill restart an economic rebirth. It meant 175 mill workers had a job again. But the celebration wouldn't last. Just 3 months later, the new owners suspended operations. There's nothing easy about competing in a global paper market. Now, nearly a year later, comes word that the 85-year-old mill will be sold off piece by piece and the buildings demolished. Hoquiam Mayor Jack Durney can see the mill's silent steam stack from his home. It's a daily reminder that one of his city's largest employers is no more.
You see the death of something that's part of the fabric of our community.
Let's go back even further. I first visited this mill back in 2007 when I profiled a young David Quigg. He had moved back home to help his family run what was then called Gray's Harbor Paper. They had saved the mill after it was closed by a previous owner. But even back then, Quigg admitted the mill was barely squeaking by.
It is a battle every day, but we hope in the end that the good guy wins.
The next time I met Quigg was in 2011, and he was in tears, literally. His family had just told their 200-plus employees the mill was closing and they would lose their jobs.
That was real hard, because I put a draft together of what we would say, and, you know, you just think, you just do it because it's work, but then it was real. That was hard.
Now, the cycle of the mill shutting down and reopening only to shut down again has come to an end. Mayor Durney says personally he's glad the mill will be torn down.
I think that will look better to me and others in the community probably than a Hulk that's dead.
And he's confident something new will grow up on this prime riverfront property to take the place of the mill that anchored this community for so many decades. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.